Hey everybody, this is Will from Class Interference, and today I'm with Tyler Graham, the guitarist from Seven Birches, and we're going to find out a little bit more about them. Tyler, how long have you got? Have you been playing with Seven Birches?
I've been in Seven Birches for about a year, but I've been friends with them for almost two. I'm in another band called Portkey, and when he went to go record there one day, I just met them on some fateful day, and now they're my best friends in the whole entire world.
This is Seven Birches?
Yes.
What genre of music would you say that Seven Birches plays?
We're definitely, I guess, amongst the terms of alternative rock. So I guess if you're familiar with Nirvana, or, I mean, that's kind of big. It's really hard to describe, honestly, because I guess it's going to be different for everyone. But yeah. If I could, maybe like The Killers with Nirvana combined, if that makes sense at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like a good mix right there. How many people are in the band?
There's four. There's two guitarists, me and my friend Maddie. He's the guitarist. Our drummer is named Zach, and our bassist and singer is named Jake.
And I know, don't be modest, I know you do a little backup vocals, don't you?
Yeah, I do those every now and then for the Seven Birches.
Oh, yeah, every now and then. You were telling me earlier that you've released an EP with them, correct, or an album before?
Yes, our album, our EP actually is called Growth. I believe it has six or seven tracks on it. You can get it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. I think Xbox Music has it too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And what would you say your favorite song is on that album?
On that one specifically, the old one, probably Based on the Past or Somnus.
Oh, okay. What kind of venues are you guys playing at right now?
When we're in Massachusetts, we're usually doing like basement shows in kids' apartments in Lowell, around UMass Lowell, a few bars here and then. So around, like, I guess when we're just chilling at home, we're doing college campuses, a whole bunch of homies just hanging out. But this past winter, we did our first tour, and we played, like, legit venues. It was the first time ever. It was kind of crazy. It was an experience for all of us. We played a legit venue whatever that is, in Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania. 16, Pennsylvania. That was a crazy time. But yeah, we just went around, I guess, the Upper East Coast.
Very hipster, very underground. You must have some crazy stories from that.
Care to share
any with us?
And I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you must have some crazy stories. Care to share any with us?
Yeah, I have one. This was on our past old tour. We toured with a band called Warrior. They were our really good friends. They're from Fitchburg, Massachusetts. And they were on tour with us, and we were getting into a hotel. I have two stories. I'll tell both. We were getting into a hotel, and they haven't showed up yet. So when we pulled to the hotel to go check in, there was, like, four cop cars, and it looked like some crazy stuff was happening. So we made up, like, I made up some scenario and called them and told them that, like, some guy got, like, stabbed, and he told me to, like, have my friend leave and stuff. But, like, unfortunately, this joke did not go as well with the other band. They thought it was real. And then apparently they all got, like, super mad at each other because they kind of, like, broke up their friendship momentarily.
Jesus.
And then the other one was we were in Baltimore, like, a really sketchy part of Baltimore, and these two homeless people, they might have been homeless, they might have been on drugs. I'm sorry if that's a little offensive to say on here.
Oh,
but
no,
they,
it's
like,
fine.
They confronted us and, like, hounded us for, like, money and shirts or whatever. They tried to, like, sell us these weird stolen shirts. So we bought one because we felt bad, and we just gave them money, and then they left us alone.
Wow.
So we bought one because we felt bad, and we just gave them money, and then they left us alone.
Wow. And this is kind of a similar question, but have you had any shows that you would, well, basically, what show do you think you've played that has gone the best, and what show do you think has played that's gone the worst?
Oh, okay, I can't answer that. The tour I just mentioned, our last date, our homecoming date, was in this venue called The Tip, and it's in Lowell. It's in some kid's basement, and there was a lot of people there. There might have been like 120 matched with the night in just like this basement, and we played last. And then it was crazy. People are losing their minds. I think a few kids get hurt, honestly. I like got cracks in my guitar because of it, because it went like really hard. It was definitely a crazy experience, just as any like punk show would be. But it was like so many people cared, and it was such a nice feeling. Everyone was singing along to our songs. And it was just crazy because it's, like, surreal that that's happening.
Oh, yeah. And there's a pretty decent age range in your group, correct?
In our bands or just like the community that we're in?
No, in the band.
Just kind of. I mean, our singer, he's about to turn 23 in a few days. I'm 20 myself. Our drummer's 21 and the other guitarist is 20. So we're all like in our early 20s. I guess it's not too bad.
Fun happening time to be on an upcoming band, right?
Yeah, it's definitely like starting early is good, I think.
And I know you told us what your favorite song was on your last album, but is it the same as your favorite song to play live, or is there a different song you'd like to play live?
Actually, the new record that we have coming out soon that we can't talk about that much, a lot of those songs are my favorites, and to name a couple, I can't name a couple, but I shouldn't do that, but definitely on the newer songs, they're a lot more fun to play, they're a lot more mature and structured, better.
Very cool. And I know you told me earlier that you're not liable to give out so much information because of ongoing deals with record labels, but are you sure I can tease any more information out of you?
I can, but it's not like we're just like looking for labels right now to send it in, and like the financial process of putting out the record isn't quite there yet, so we have to definitely wait, but just expect something really soon.
Very cool.
Very soon.
Are there any plans for you guys in the summer, or are you?
Yeah, we're actually I don't know how much I can talk about this either, but we're doing a summer tour that's going to be 3 weeks long, and we're doing the whole entire East Coast, I believe, or a decent chunk of it, and that's in support of the new record I just mentioned we have coming out.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. And we're meeting up with a band from Maryland called Sailor's Mouth. They're going to do half of it with us, but we're doing the whole 3 weeks. Pretty much just on our lonesome, us four best friends and best buds hanging out.
Very cool. Yeah. Living the dream.
Yeah.
You're a musician, so I respect your opinion. And I was just wondering, are there any genres of music that you don't like?
Honestly, no. I can get down with like a Natasha Bedingfield song, and then I could listen to like Kendrick Lamar. I mean, I don't really like country that much. That's just a personal preference. Like, I guess that's where I draw the line. But I like to keep my music range wide and get influences from different places, because otherwise your music just sounds the same. So I guess it helps the writing process as well of finding different things you like.
Yeah.
They're all out there. You just got like, you can find an artist throughout any genre that you like, because there's so much music out there. So I'm sure it's bound to happen. But yeah, I just appreciate music as a whole.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And I know you were talking earlier that you got a lot of inspiration from Nirvana and bands like that. What's your favorite Nirvana song?
One second, my ass wondering. I don't know, I like In Bloom a lot. Like, I'm one of the hip guys. I don't, like, dwell that much into them. I'm definitely amongst their hits. But, like, I guess a band that we definitely draw more influence from is a band called Balance and Composure. They kind of sound like Nirvana, but they're a bit more rock and roll or more hard. I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, no. Very cool. And what kind of guitar do you play?
I play a Fender Telecaster. It's not American made because those are expensive. It's a black Fender Telecaster standard.
Very cool. And we're going to wrap up pretty soon, Tyler. But before we go, I was just wondering, what would you say your band's goals are in the next 5 years?
I guess just to still be friends and having fun. I mean, like, I'm having the best time of my life right now. And I guess I kind of want to continue that feeling. I don't want that feeling to ever fade, even if we do get more popular or less popular. I guess one thing that matters is the happiness that it gives me.
Very cool. Two real quick questions before you go. Where is the next show you're playing? And if people want to find out more information, where can they find it?
Ooh, the next show, maybe the next planned show is a little bit more ahead. We're probably going to play one earlier in the summer, but those probably haven't been too set up yet. But I guess the first show of our tour is the next planned one we have. And I think that's in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Very cool.
If you want any more information on us, Facebook, Seven Birches, or Spotify, if you want to listen to us, you can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. But if you want to know crucial information, Facebook/Seven Birches. All information is on there, everything you ever need to know.
Thank you so much, Tyler, and I wish Seven Birches all the luck. This has been a lot of fun. And
man. Thank you so much for having us.
I hope to hear from you guys soon.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll catch you later.
Have a good day.
You too.
And that was Class Interruption with the lead guitarist of Seven Birches, Tyler Graham, this is Will Moore signing off.